It's a race against many things this evening. James Mulry comes in. Mulry, the left-hander. He wears number 40 tonight. Mulry, a 1.85 ERA. 34 innings pitched. This is his 47th appearance on the season. A race against time with the amount of outs left and the potential rainstorm that it's coming. And it's almost covering the entire northeast corridor. As north as Albany, as far as I can tell, and it's a strip of just not so good stuff all the way from the Catskills beyond all the way down to about Trenton. And the bad of it is coming here at about an hour and a half, a little over an hour. So the Miners, what they need to do, the one thing that they absolutely have to do is if they want to, because they don't want to be down and then the rain come down. They want to make this game a tie game if they can. Oh, a check swing. It's a little bit of a swinging bunt, and the throw is in time, but they get the runners moved over. It's a swinging bunt, but it's going to go as a 2-3 putout. Nick Seharian will be the batter. And, well, the Miners, you got about as much as you'd like here, because now you have Seharian against the lefty, Mulry. Runners at second and third, one out. With the rain rolling in, although from here it looks like it's a little over an hour away. Outside for a ball, and the count 1-0 to Seharian. We're in the top of the sixth inning. But the Miners don't, with the rain impending here, the time that it comes in here, 1-0. Swung on and a fly ball to left field in for a base hit. This is only going to score one run. This is going to hold the runner at third. Trey Hare will go to third. Siriaco scores. It's another RBI for Seharian, and the lead is now to 2-6-4. The tying run on base now for Cito Culver with one down. And Culver will flip around to bat right-handed against James Mulry. That run will be charged. To Edgar De La Rosa, and he's still responsible for the man on third. First pitch to Culver. Foul back. What the Miners need to do is, in case this game starts to go slow down and the rain rolls in, they need to have this game tied. They don't, whether they're leading or not, it doesn't matter. They need to be tied. They cannot be trailing in this ballgame. 0-1. Outside for a ball in the count 1-1. They do not want to be trailing in this ball game if the rain comes in. Because if the rain comes in and the Boulders are leading, the Miners are not going to be resuming. The game will not be resumed. The game will end up being shortened and rained out with the Boulders winning. Swing and a miss. And not a good swing there from Culver. It's 1-2. Gavin Stupinski on deck. You get to him. Well, you get to him, and honestly, you look at it. Honestly, it's with him, he comes out there, good things tend to happen for whatever reason. 1-2. Runners go, swung on and foul to the right side. That was Seharian who ran on 1-2, and we'll do it again. Whether it's in this inning or whatever else happens. Game's official at this point in time, but there's a little over an hour and 10 minutes or so. There's supposed to be a pretty good front coming in. 1-2, runner does go. Pitch misses outside, and then on a hop, it gets away! The ball gets away. Hare scores. Zaharian goes to third. The tying run is 90 feet away. It's going to have to be a stolen base for Zaharian, and an error by the catcher, Grant Parks, moves him over. And now the Miners have five runs up on the board here. And 90 feet away, Culver just needs to hit a ground ball or a long fly ball. That's all he needs to do with one out. 2-2 is the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he goes down swinging. Not what the Miners needed there. Runner 90 feet away, and Gavin Stupinski will be the batter. I don't know what they'll say as far as that run. That run will charge to De La Rosa. I don't know if that run will be an earned run to De La Rosa. But a runner 90 feet away for Stupinski. First pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-0. Stupinski 0 for 2. Reached on an error and flew out. Hit the ball decently, but to where Chase Harris was patrolling. It's 1-0 to him. Lefty on lefty. Pitch. Swung on and a liner foul. Stupinski out in front of that pitch from Mulry. And the count is 1-1. So the Miners with five hits, scoring five runs. It's a 1-1 to Stupinski. Pitch low for a ball, and the count 2-1. And I would assume that Stupinski would be the last batter Mulry sees with Nick Kennedy in the bullpen. 2-1. Stupinski, here's Mulry's pitch. Down and in, ball three. Mulry has made two outs, a strikeout of Culver and a ground out of Brizuela. But now he's behind the catcher Stupinski. 3-1. He's set. Here's the pitch. Down and away, ball four, and he walks Stupinski. And Braylon Almodova will be the batter, and as sure as fire, he will not be, Mulry that is, he will not be facing him. And I wonder how much time they're going to be taking with this one. We'll keep an eye out. Kennedy coming in. Miners trying to battle back. Now down 1-6-5. Kennedy coming in when we come back. Nick Kennedy comes in for the Boulders, and it's a new record. 54th appearance for Nick Kennedy, breaking his record from last season of 53. He tied it last night. He's breaking it today. Kennedy on the year, 3.32. 3-3 with a 3.32 ERA. 62 and a third innings pitched. He struck out 42 and walked 17. His mission and goal, to get Breland Almodova out. Or at least to not let him make contact with the baseball. He's done that twice today. He struck out his last time out. Five innings, five runs. I will say three of them are earned with four hits and four walks and three strikeouts for De La Rosa. The hits are probably a little bit off. Kennedy, first pitch. Almodova fouls it off to the right. But the book closed on him. I'm saying that the run is unearned. Well, maybe it is. They're going to say it was an earned run. 0-1 to Almodova. Pitch. Swung on. Line drive. Left center field. Dropping in. It's a base hit. Here goes Stupinski to third. Almodova comes through. And we're tied at six. Braylon Almodova with a big RBI single. And the Miners have runners on the corners with two out. And here comes Mineros. The Miners tie the ball game, and that's what they needed to do. What they absolutely needed to do. With hit number 6 on the game, and now Jerry Medeiros, who's very familiar with Kennedy, will bat here with a runner 90 feet away. The go-ahead run, if you will. The leading run. Pitch. Medeiros takes a strike. Nothing in one is the count. The Miners have scored 4 here in the top of the 6th inning and have tied this game. After a disastrous 4th and then 5th inning for Andrew Gist, he is off the hook. 0-1. Runner goes, and the pitch is fouled off. Nothing in two. At the very least, the Miners have tied this game. They've put themselves back into a position to keep this game going. With the impending rain coming, this game would have to be continued or resumed at a different time if they can't continue it today. They can't just stop it and say all is done. Medeiros fouls it to the right, and we'll do it again. So that's the whole point of that, with the Miners tying this game up. You did not want the rain to come in, and then the Boulders, being the home team, let it rain. You're leading by 2 or whatever it is. Let it rain. Let's take the win and go home. Anybody would do that. Well, the Miners aren't going to let them do that, at least tonight. Here's Kennedy. 0-2 to Medeiros. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, and down goes Medeiros. But the Miners do what they needed to do. With the way that Trois-Rivières took back the lead in the bottom of the 11th, the Miners have not quit yet. We're tied at 6. To the bottom of the 6th, we go.